Good morning, good morning. So let's start by taking a seat on our mat, just closing our eyes. A moment to tune in to this yoga practice. It's like a journey. A journey to bringing our body, mind, and spirit into a harmony, balance. So as we move along this journey, let your breath become like a GPS system, telling you when to go a little faster, when to go a little slower, when to stop, take a rest. So tune into your breath, let it guide you. Enjoy the ride. Let's drop our head down, let it rock from side to side. And then come back to center. Let's take our hands to our heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, prayer rises up. Exhale, hands cascade down to our sides. Inhale, reach up to the sky again. And exhale, hands into the heart. So continue like that, reaching up and out, and then taking the journey back into your heart. Allow your movement to be led by your breath. Next time the hands come into the heart, just stay there. Come on. Take the journey. You, me, and all. Take the step, no matter time or distance. All irrelevant. For a broken spirit, the longest journey is to the front door to open it. Reach out. Give. Take. Challenge the road. The journey calls inside, outside. Open your soul, your heart. Let it be the bridge to walk your journey. Take an inhale, arms reach into the sky, and exhale, fold into a forward bend. Our hands come down onto the mat. Let's step our feet back now. And we come to downward facing dog, a nice stretch for the entire body. So pressing all 10 fingers into the floor, we reach our hips as far away from our hands as they'll go. Now on this journey, follow your own GPS, your own breath. Every pose can be modified. Every moment can be a rest. So here in this downward facing dog, you're welcome to bend your knees to make it work for you and your body's needs. Come up high on the toes now. Step one heel at a time down toward the ground. Enjoy the stretch for your entire body. Arms, back, legs. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. Hanging in a standing forward bend. Now your hands might come to the ground. They might not. That's all fine. Be in this pose the way you can, the way that feels right for you. Slowly let yourself relax and let your breath take you into the experience. And then returning our hands to the mat, let's walk our hands forward, bringing us back again to that full body stretch of downward facing dog. And we lay our knees to the mat. Take our hands underneath our shoulders. Bring your knees together so they're touching. And then with an inhale, the right leg, the left arm, reach out. Big, long line. Exhale, come back to all fours, arching your back like a cat. And then next inhale, left leg, right arm, reach. And then continue that flow, feeling your way into your body. By focusing on our breath as we practice, we begin to overcome our habit of unproductive thinking. Our mind always thinking, thinking, thinking. Let's see if we can bypass that and come to our breath, quieting the mind. Now, when both sides feel equally happy, let your hips sink down into your heels. Reach the hands forward. You can walk the knees apart to get more breathing space. This is child's pose, a place to rest. So anytime today as we practice, if you'd like to swing over into the rest stop and take a break, child's pose is always an option for you at any time. Again, feeling all 10 fingers on the mat, we turn our toes under our feet, our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee comes to the mat, inhale, spread arms open wide. And then exhale, bow. Again, with the flow of your breath, opening and closing, rising and falling. A beautiful dance of movement and breath. Once more, let your heart open wide. And then exhale and bow. Hands come to the mat, we step back. Inhale, bring your shoulders forward over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, the heart reaches uphill, cobra pose. Exhale, push back into child's pose. Let's do that again. Inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, elbows back like wings, cobra. Exhale, back, child's pose. And feet turning under the, or toes turning under the feet, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward now. Right knee on the mat. Inhale, open heart. Exhale, bow. Let your movement dance with your breath. One more inhale opens the heart. And one more exhale, we bow. We'll step back. Inhaling, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And with an exhale, child's pose. Now take this flow a few more times. Warming up the engine for the journey. In this flow, we're moving our joints. We all have different amounts of range of motion in our joints, different amounts of strength in our muscles, different amounts of flexibility. Celebrate your uniqueness. Now let the flow you're on be the last for now. Let it take you back again into your child's pose. With a promise on your lips that you'll come back here whenever you want to take a break from the room. Again, toes under the feet and hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. Inhaling, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms down. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, hands to the heart, chair. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, swing. And then chair. So take a few more flows like this. The engine's getting warm, ready for the journey. The next time you swing your arms back up, just bring hands to the heart, standing tall. And step to the very front of the mat. We're ready for a sun salutation. Inhale, reach into the sky. With an exhale, sit down into chair. Inhale, reach up. If you want a little curve, you can take a back bend here if you want. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway, long and straight. Exhale, hands to the mat, step the right leg back. Here's a choice. You can lay the knee down like before or keep the knee straight off the ground. Inhale, reach up, lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Step back. Another choice, kneeling plank or straight leg plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Right leg up to the sky. Now step help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down to the mat. The left foot steps up to meet the right. And with an inhale, we ride the wings of our breath. Exhale, sit into chair. Inhale, reaching up again, little back bend here if you want it. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, hands come to the mat, the left foot stepping back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reach. Exhale, back to earth. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Left leg now up in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come down. Right foot joins the left. And inhale and we rise. Exhale, sit into chair. Inhale, rising up again. Here's that little back bend if it feels good for you. It's all up to you to decide. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhaling, let's take our hands to the mat. Let's step our feet back. Come to that nice full body stretch. Downward facing dog. Reach out. Give, take, challenge the road. The journey calls. Open your soul. Open your heart. Let it be the bridge to walk your journey. Let's begin our standing flows now. With a look up to our hands, we'll walk or jump our feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, and hands flow behind the back. Joining the fingers together, roll the shoulders back and down. Spread your heart wide open. Starting this journey with a big, gracious, and grateful open heart. Now from here, hinge forward, come to a forward bend. As the head begins to hang down, the hands might reach a little way away from your back, but you find your own flexibility here. Our range of motion is all different. Now drop hands down to the mat, sink the hips down behind as you reach your arms and heart up to the sky in chair pose. In chair pose, we feel our weight dropping behind us a bit, more into the heels and the hips than the toes. But there's a lightness, a lengthening through the back, up the arms. Now if you're curling your low back quite a bit, point your tailbone toward the ground a little more and get that little bit of extra space in your low back that feels so nice. And then rise up from the chair, let your arms fall wide open. Open your soul. Open your heart. Let it be the bridge for you to walk your journey. Inhale, reach out. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat. We step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. We've been here before. So find the foundation through your feet and legs. Create an incredibly strong stability. And then partner that with a big, open-hearted lightness.
breath is your GPS. It'll tell you whether you should go a little deeper or do a little less. Find your own pace, your own speed limit on this journey. And hands come into the heart. Left turn sign, let's take a twist to the left. Right elbow across the left thigh. Lengthen all the way through your back and spine as you begin to spiral your heart around to the left. Now as you come to this twist, the arms can spread wide open or the hands can remain in a prayer. What does your breath tell you to do? The knee can rest on the back mat to give you an additional element of stability. Gently, the twist unwinds. The hands come to the mat. Let's send our left leg into the sky behind us. Reach your toes as far and high as you can. And then slowly begin to rotate your hips open. The left foot drops behind you now. The knee pointing up. Let's pretend the knee is the point of a pencil. Draw great big circles with your left knee. Explore the range of motion in your left hip. Point the knee towards your hands and come forward. Hover in your plank or kneeling plank, pulling the knee and foot in close. Lift the hips a little higher. Step the left foot through. Plant the back foot flat down. Warrior one. So this time, both feet are firmly anchored. The front knee lunging forward, finding again that deep-rooted stability. And partnering it with open-hearted freedom. Stopping the habit of useless thinking. Come into your breath deeper. Hands come into the heart, we step forward. Take a moment to check in with your heart, to check in with your breath. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, hands flow behind the back. Fingers again joining together, roll the shoulders back and down. Big open heart, a grateful heart. Pelvis forward, fold into a forward bend. Always in forward bends, you can bend your knees. So do what feels right for your body. Go at your own speed limit. Hands drop down to the ground. As we inhale, sit the hips down, the heels dig in, the arms, the heart rise up, chair pose. Deeply centered. Deeply grounded. But that lightness, that space again appears in the heart. Rise up out of the chair, let your arms fall wide open. Open your soul. Open your heart. Be the bridge as you walk your journey. Arms reach all the way up. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat. Step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Create the foundation, the stability. And then add the lightness and freedom. Listening to your breath. Is it full speed ahead, or is it time to slow down a little? Maybe pull off into the rest stop of child's pose. Return, hands to the heart. Take the left elbow across the right thigh. Lengthen, twist yourself around to the right this time. That same twist as before, so again the arms can spread open. Or the hands can stay in a prayer that you move in close to your heart. Every pose, yours. This is your journey. Gently the twist unwinds, the hands come to the mat, send the right leg into the sky behind you. Point the toe, the foot high into the air, a long line. Slowly then rotate the hips open, bend the knee, foot drops behind you, knee points to the sky. Draw circles with your knee. Nice big hip opening circles. Point the knee forward, come forward, hovering here, connecting to a strength deep inside. What does your breath tell you here? Hips lift up higher, step the right foot forward. Back foot flat down, warrior one, reach up. A deep-rooted stability and an open-hearted freedom. Listen to your breath. Is it full speed ahead? Or is it slow down a little? Take the scenic route. Hands to the heart. Step forward. Check in with your heart. Check in with your breath. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands behind the back, fingers joining together. Again, big, beautiful, grateful heart. And folding forward.
Hands drop down. Hips sink, heels sink, heart and arms lifting, chair pose.
From your chair, arms falling open. Open your soul, open your heart to become a bridge for you to walk your journey. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to the mat. This time, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. Take knees to the mat, hands under the shoulders. Bring your knees together to touch, just like we were earlier. Inhale, right arm into the sky. And then exhale, left turn. Arm comes underneath the left arm, and we come to the right shoulder. Now you can reach your left arm into the sky if you want. You can take it behind your back, or you can just leave it on the mat. Another twist. Loosening up the tension in our back, around our spine. Unwinding the twist. Come down onto your heels. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, let arms fall open. Open your soul. Open your heart. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, fold back into child's pose. Hands come forward. Return our toes under, hips to the sky. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. With an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Lay the knees on the mat again. Hands under the shoulders, knees to touch. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Exhale, right turn. Take the right arm underneath, come to the shoulder, or left arm underneath, come to the shoulder. Right arm on the mat, in the sky, behind your back.
your body, twisting one way and then the other to release tension. The twist unwinds. Again, we sit down onto our heels. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, open your soul. Open your heart. Reach to the sky. Exhale, child's pose. Toes under the feet. Hips in the air, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands, walk or jump the feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart this time, sit down into chair. Finding that little space in the low back again. What does your breath tell you? Full speed ahead? Or do a little rest? Rise up. Arms wide open. Open your soul. Open your heart. Be a bridge as you walk your journey. Reach up. Take hands to the heart again and then make fists behind your back. Down into the low back for standing back. Then step your feet to hip distance apart. Feel rising up through your body. Tuck the shoulders down into your back. Curve ahead is the sign now. Make this a nice, big, expansive curve within your body. Breathe it in to every cell. If there's any kind of a twinge of pain, that's a yellow caution light. Come back up. Lift a little higher out of your low back. Try again. Slowly then the back bend rises up. We shift hands to the hips and we pour the back bend into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the mat. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Deep-rooted stability. Open-hearted freedom. The hands come down to the mat now. Set the back knee onto the floor. Shift the hips backwards, straighten the left leg. Take a nice stretch into your left hamstring. If you have the flexibility and want to take this to a full split, you're certainly welcome to. Close your eyes as you cascade down the left leg with your upper body. Gently following the guidance of your breath. When to move forward, when to yield. Forward again under the hands, curl the back toes under, send the left leg into the sky behind you. Point your toes high in the air, and then begin to turn the hips open, bend the knee, draw circles again. The left knee round and round, exploring the range of motion. Can you feel the head of your femur exploring that hip socket? Knee points forward, we come forward and hover. This time, reach back with the leg again so that you can take an extra big step forward. Plant the back foot open to warrior two. So facing sideways on the mat now, arms spread parallel to the floor. A deep lunge within the front knee. Find that deep-rooted stability. And then find the open-hearted freedom. Without changing your legs, take a little reach forward. There's a curve ahead. Turn the left hand over, streak it across the sky. Reverse warrior. A beautiful side stretch up the left side of your body. And then like cartwheeling, take hands down and around. Onto the mat, step forward. Maybe take two steps to get there. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands to the heart, sit into chair. There's a strength deep inside you can touch into here. Rise up out of your chair. Arms open wide. Open your soul. Open your heart. Be the bridge on your journey. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, hands to the heart. Step your feet hip distance apart. Curve ahead. Hands to fist the low back. A standing back bend. Rise up through the front body. Tuck the shoulders down and back. Lift into your beautiful, expansive back bend. Create that incredible stability through your feet and legs. And then find this open-hearted freedom. Slowly, the back bend rises. The hands come to the hips and we pour the back bend forward. Hang down. Beginning this last standing series, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And then bring hands down to the mat. Lay the back knee down, shift the hips back. Straighten the right leg, hamstring stretch or full split. Close your eyes. Follow the GPS of your breath into this moment. Every moment becomes more rich when we leave behind our useless thoughts. Come more deeply into our breath, into this present moment. That's when we feel fully alive. Back onto the hands, turn the left toes under. Send the right leg to the sky behind you, pointing it nice and high, making that big long line. And once the line is long and straight, roll the hips open, bend the right knee. Draw circles in the air with your right knee. Feel the range of motion becoming a little easier, a little smoother. Right leg comes forward with a bent knee as we shift over our shoulders into plank or kneeling plank. You can always take the left knee down and find more stability. Now right leg back up high into the sky so you can take a big giant step forward. Back foot flat, warrior two. Extended wide across your mat. Those open hip joints receiving the pull of gravity and expanding into a little more space and openness. Deeply rooted stability. Open-hearted lightness, freedom. We're always eager on a journey to get where we're going, but let's try and be where we are. Keep the legs like they are. Turn the right wrist over. Curve ahead. Reach back into reverse warrior. Stretching beautifully up into your right side body. And then like a big cartwheel, hands come down and around to the mat. This time we step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to downward facing dog. Our knees come onto the mat. Our hips into our heels. Let's pull over into the rest area. Child's pose. Enjoy your time of rest. A time when you can feel your whole body breathing in and out. You can feel the energy awakened, moving through your body. Bringing healing breath to every place that needs it. toward the front of your mat, watching as you place your hands, all 10 fingers pressing into the ground. Turn toes under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let your entire body stretch. And then we walk our feet up to meet our hands. And we take a beautiful slow inhale to rise all the way up. And exhaling, hands come back to the heart. So we come now to a time of balancing. Little sightseeing on our journey. Plant your right foot. We start today with tree pose. Take the left foot then to the ankle, or to the calf, or to the thigh. We want to be careful not to push on the knee. Hands to the heart, or maybe reach into the sky. Focus comes and goes, so if you need to step down and try again, you can do that as often as you want to. The journey taking us through this amazing forest of trees, each one different, uniquely beautiful. Hands into the heart. Take the left knee forward. Bring the thigh parallel to the floor. Push down to grow taller. And then if you'd like to, feel free to straighten the left leg or let it stay bent. But let the crown of your head keep reaching up higher, higher. And then bring a bend back to the knee if the leg is straight. Reach your arms out. Eagle pose. Wrap the left leg around the right, once or even twice. Cross the right arm over the left. Either take your shoulders in a hug or bring your forearms together. As the eagle comes to your journey, notice its amazing strength, its deep focus, its incredible presence. And then let that eagle go. Give yourself a moment to stretch, to release. Let's balance then on the left leg. So plant the roots for your tree first. Right foot then, ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands to the heart. Or branches. Journey through this forest of trees. Hands return to the heart, the right knee comes forward, thigh parallel to the ground, pushing into our roots to grow taller, and then choosing to straighten the leg or to keep it bent. Crown of the head reaching higher. And then bend the knee, reach the arms out, eagle pose. Reach the knee high, wrap the right leg around the left, left arm over the right. Power, grace, vision, presence. And the eagle goes. Again, we take a stretch for our body. And a wave of breath reaching into the sky. And exhaling, flowing all the way down. Hands come to the mat, the feet are stepping back. We lay our knees down, our hips reach into our heels. Another rest stop, child's pose. If you'd like, take a curve into this chirrup, walk your hands over to the right, stretch into the left side body. Sometimes when we stop at the rest stop, we need to get out and do a nice big stretch into our body. Hands back to center, around to the left. Stretch into your right side body now. And back again to center. Now And we'll walk our hands in toward our knees. We'll cross our ankles. We'll come to sit. It's moving into a time of hip opening now. Step the right foot onto the mat. Cross the left ankle over the right thigh. Reach around, take the left or the right shin in your hands. Close your eyes. Now grow your spine long and tall. And then shift your awareness into your left hip. Feel the beginnings of opening. Allow yourself to gently let go of whatever it is that holds you back. Breathe your way into more space and freedom in your left hip. The legs as they are. Open your eyes a little bit. Set your hands behind your hips on the floor, fingers pointing forward. Step onto the right foot and onto both hands and lift into a table. And then gently we set the hips back onto the ground. A choice now. Either come back where you were holding the shin or thread your hands through and under the right leg and roll onto the back. Join the legs in towards your body. Listen to your breath. Let your breath guide you on this journey to bringing body, mind, and spirit into harmony and balance. The opening in the left hip deepens as we breathe, as we let go. If you're on your back, reach the right leg into the sky now. With a little swing of the right leg, bring yourself right back up to sit. If you're seated, just straighten the right leg. Now you can leave the left foot on top, or you can slip it down to the inner right thigh. Let's inhale and rise up to greet our breath. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Close your eyes. This is a peaceful part of our journey. Notice how when you fold yourself in like this, your back body wraps around your front body like a soothing and comfortable blanket. Feel peaceful, held, protected. Let hands now walk up the right foot. And let's repeat that process on the other side. Take left foot onto the mat. Right ankle crossing the left thigh. Hold the shin, close the eyes, lengthen the spine. When your back feels straight and tall, and your head lifted high, shine the light of your awareness on your right hip. Feel how it's just begging to be opened, begging to be released. Eyes a little, set the hands again behind the hips, step onto the left foot and the hands, lift to your tabletop. And then set the hips gently down, return to holding the shin, or slip the hands around through, catch the back of the left leg and roll onto your back. What can I let go of? What holds me back? Every breath, a little more permission to let go, brings a little more freedom into that right hip area. A little more release of the tension we hold in our body. If you're on your back, left leg to the sky, Swing the left foot forward, come back to sit. If you're seated, straighten the left leg. Foot on top of the thigh or beside it. Inhale, rise up. Greet your breath. And exhale, tip your whole pelvis forward into this forward bend. Wrap your back body around your front body like a comforting blanket. And gently allow yourself to relax and release. Walking hands up the left leg now. Take both feet onto the floor and let's roll down gently onto our back. So roll yourself all the way to the floor now. Hug knees into your body. You can rock side to side a little until you feel like you're right in the middle of your mat. Hands to the heart, legs to the sky. Building some strength at our center for the remainder of our journey. Take the prayer up into the sky with little pulses up and down, lifting you and lowering you. Keep breathing as you find deep down in the low belly a nice deep layer of strength. And continue to let that strength grow. Now take your prayer over to the left side of your legs. Pulse over to the left, up and down. Back to center. Feeling it now. Now let's go over to the right, a few pulses here. Keep breathing, keep strengthening. And a few more to the center. And the knees into the body, head gently to the floor. Let your head rock side to side. You may feel a little tension has crept into your neck. Gently release it. You're ready now to move into our inversions. So you have a couple of options here. If it feels safe and comfortable for you to move into a shoulder stand, carefully, gently lift hips and legs above your shoulders. Support yourself with your hands. Another option is a bridge pose. Both feet are planted on the ground. And pushing into the floor, the hips lift up to create a bridge. So choose what feels happy and comfortable for you. Allow yourself to relax and breathe there. Journey calls. Open your soul. Open your heart. To be the bridge to walk your journey. Slowly, carefully, gently, little by little, begin your way back to the mat, lowering yourself tenderly to the floor. When you've come all the way down, if you've spent any time in the wheel or the bridge, give your knees a hug to stretch into your low back a little. And then we take fish pose. With feet on the floor, lift the hips enough to slip your hands underneath and then straighten the legs onto the ground. Sit on the hands, tuck elbows underneath your back. Lay the head all the way back as your heart rises up, flying up on the wings of your collarbones. Find your way into an open throat and neck, a grateful open heart.
Then gently let the head rise up and let that fish pose return gently to the floor. Hands come out from under the hips. Reach behind our head. We're getting nice and long from tip to toe for one last twist. Bring the right knee into your body. Left turn ahead. Guide your right knee across you to the left. Turn your head to the right. The last turns on this journey until we reach our destination. As this twist wraps its healing around your body, allow yourself to surrender. Drop the left hand away, roll gently onto the back again. Scoot yourself back to where you feel that center is right below you. Stretch the arms, stretch the legs, tip to toe. Right turn ahead, reach down, take the left knee. Guide it across to the right. Turn your head to the left. Surrender. Release the right hand, roll back onto your mat. Find your way to the center once again. Grab something for warmth if you'd like. We've come now to our final relaxation. Lay yourself down, surrender to the earth. Close your eyes. We've arrived at last. A body that's been stretched and bent and opened. Strength that's been deepened. A mind that's been quieted. The mind, the body, the spirit, feeling a harmony, a balance. This is a time when you can enjoy the journey you've had. The journey we make in life can be long and hard. The journey has crossroads, and when we come to them, we have to decide which road to take, what plan to make, and what might be down that road. The journey has many obstacles, many detours, many signs. Sometimes we see the signs, but don't heed their warnings. Sometimes we see the detours in life but seem to stray the other way. This journey we make in life has its trail of tears and its path of happiness. When we finally choose our path, we must follow it to the end of its road, which is our destiny in life. And that's when life really begins. Welcome to stay and enjoy this final relaxation for as long as it feels good for you. Go at your own speed limit. And when you're ready to bring your practice to a close, whether that's now or later, give yourself a moment first for your own closure, for something that feels meaningful for you. When you've had that closure, whenever that may be,
Let your next transition be to roll over onto your right side and just pause there. It's a yellow light. Slow down and stop for a moment. And then slowly, when you're ready, come back to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. Full circle. We start here, we end here. But we're well aware of the transformation that's occurred in between. So take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received. How amazing you feel. Head drops down and rocks from side to side. And then back at our center, with an inhale, arms reach into the sky. Hands come together in a prayer. A prayer that comes first to our forehead for harmony in our thoughts today. To our lips for harmony in our words. And to our heart for harmony in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend.